Seduce me, Master O3. This is a continuation from Seduce Me, Master O2. Have you ever wanted to put yourself in the hands of a master whose sole purpose, yes, is to keep your pussy wet? Do you want for a man to look into your mind and see your very darkest fantasies? Thoughts so personal that you wouldn't even dare share with your best friends. Thoughts of you you're so scared to admit. And all they seem to do is produce a coil of arousal swelling up in your belly, aching for a master's face you have never seen, never knowing his true identity, arousing to even ponder his lifestyle or what he would do to you. This is the Sandman, the bridge between you and your master, the Ghostmaster. To please the Ghostmaster and gain the opportunity to beg for his collar. Yes, much more than just to be tied spread eagle and screwed into the mattress. He has conscripted me to train an intelligent, creative, imaginative girl like yourself to learn the behaviors of a slave heart, to fall deeper into understanding and gain access to the deepest levels of the mind. At this time, please silently whisper to yourself, "It is my desire to travel deep into trance." Good girl. To explore a fictional world of a master-slave relationship. Whisper this now. Your desire is to explore the fictional world of a master-slave relationship. Good girl. Allow yourself to make this conscious choice. To want to drift into pleasure. To want to explore and whisper this to yourself one more time. Whisper, "I give myself permission to open my mind to erotic hypnosis." You may whisper it now. Good girl. In this audio, you will experience erotic remote play. It's a type of physical anchor, one that is the stimulus that will give rise to a special response. Experience the touching of yourself in a remote area. It could be like the special place on the back of your neck, your breasts, or your dimples. All of these can cause deep transference of arousal to your clit. Yes, the Ghostmaster would love to hold the power of touching you in a remote place, to evoke strong, intense arousal. But first you need to relax and explore. Lay down. Get naked. I want your breasts and your pussy exposed. With your eyes closed, access your breast and nipples. Before you fall deep, deep into the trance. Before your arms are too relaxed and your body, reach up with your hands. Slide your palms up to your breasts. Slowly cup your breasts while listening to my voice. Focus only on my voice and feel the softness of your breasts. Take one breath in each hand. Massage. Begin to massage them. Squeeze them gently. Hold them in that squeeze. Then relax, squeezing again. Then relax. Yes. Are you becoming aroused? Are you starting to feel your clit tingle below? Take a deep breath. Hold it. Hold it. Exhale slow and easy. Just relax. Let my voice feel your mind. Now slide your hands over your breast from the bottom of that curved round mound to the top. When your hands are above your breast, take both of your middle fingers. Draw a spiral slowly around. Slowly around your nipple. Yes. Feels so good. And sensually from the smooth curved skin on the outer circumference of your breasts, round and round, and ever so slowly work your way inwards towards the sensitive circular surface. Yes, the one that surrounds your nipple. Yes. I love a girl with hard nipples. They're going to be especially hard today. Now eventually stop on those sensitive buds of flesh on your nipples. I bet you enjoy my directions. Do you love my control? Yes, the pleasure. Now keep your middle fingers on those spots of delight. Press down on those buttons of flesh. Apply just enough pressure. I want you to feel the pressure transmitted all the way down to your throbbing clit below. I bet the wetness in your pussy is starting to spread. Suddenly, now, release the nipples for an instant. And I want you to tap them. Just soft little taps. Almost spanking them with the tip of your middle finger. Yes. Now, take your finger to your mouth. Wet your finger with saliva. Now, I want you to go down and massage that wetness into the tips of your nipples. Now tap them more rapidly, getting a little faster and harder as you proceed to stimulate your nipples. Yes, I think you are becoming a nipple slut, a girl that gets so stimulated from having her nipples played with. And the sensation rippling as reflections in your clit and pussy down below. Now stop, and I want you to take your finger and thumb and pinch those rising mounds of flesh. Oh, how cute. Look at those. Protruding erect and hard. Standing to attention. Yes, you are a nipple slut. Feeling the electric pleasure that runs down your spine. Notice the fresh wave of wetness leaking forth. Imagine me touching you there. Yes, would you like me to pinch? You want me to twist those nipples in my fingers? Yeah, you want me to pluck on them? Yeah, I'd love to see your nipples harden to my gaze. I bet they feel good in my lips. Can you imagine me softly and gently kissing around those nipples till finally you feel my warm mouth reach around and suck it into my mouth? Yes, I bet you'd arch your breasts upwards into my hot hands. Imagine the deep vibrating growls. Those growls from my voice. Well, we'll come back and retouch this area again. We're going to, after this audio, we'll test for an increase in arousal. I want to know if these new links, how deep the nerves link from your nipples to your clit. I want to make you, oh yes, into fucking little nipple slut. A girl that can't come without having her nipples touched. Yes, we will test for an increase in arousal. This is actually going to be a curse. Yes, your first curse. You can only come by feeling the sensations in your nipple. Mainly, we're going to wire you for pain. That you can't come unless you hurt, feel pain to your nipples. Yes, a special newly formed length of nerve patterns flowing right directly into your little swelling clitty. Yes, producing an increase in the wetness. And throbbing all around that hot little pussy of yours. You have such a cute little pussy. Yes, it's so tight. But the Ghostmaster enjoys the presence of extending hard nipples. You can think of them as biomechanical little switches to turn a girl on and cream her panties. Have you ever been led around by your nipples? Has a man ever grabbed onto your nipples and led you to the bedroom? I want those nipples really hard. I want them so that I can lead you by them. Well, let's start the induction. Let's take you deep, deep down into a trance. I know you've been waiting for this moment. You just love to be in trance. That total feeling of ecstasy. Well, just lay back. Allow yourself to be as lethargic as you want to be. If you're still playing with your nipples, go ahead. If it helps to relax you, then touch them. Just remember who they belong to and what they're for. You may play slowly and sensually with your nipples as you listen, becoming aroused, growing deeply wet. It's acceptable. Just listen quietly to my voice, the quality of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, concentrate now just a few moments on your breathing. Breathe slowly and steadily, just as though you were sound asleep or pretending to be sound asleep, and imagining perhaps just how comfortable you might look while you're relaxing there, just laying back. Use the power of your mind, your imagination. Imagine yourself, see yourself in your mind's eye. Then using the power of your mind to do whatever has to happen. To even make you look more relaxed, but still thinking about your breathing. Breathing in and out, relaxing, falling deeper, deeper, sleep. Yes. Whatever has to happen to make you look even more relaxed. And still thinking about your breathing, making quite sure that each breath that you take lasts the same length of time as the last breath. And each breath outwards lasts the same length of time as the last breath out. Even though each breath in will probably be slightly shorter than each breath out. Now, while you're thinking about your breathing, notice perhaps the weight of your head as the muscles in your neck become more and more relaxed and your head becomes heavier and heavier as your head drops, falling heavier and heavier, muscles relaxing, and still listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, falling more and more relaxed. It may be that you're becoming aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing. It's okay. It's all right. You can simply start thinking about your breathing again while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you here. And you might notice the rhythmic, binaural tones pulsing in the background as your own brain waves slow into the state of sleep, falling deeper, deeper into trance. And the music in the background is only there for the relaxation of your subconscious, as your conscious mind listens only to my voice. Listening quietly to my words, and while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice in itself is a trigger. Yes, you've been programmed. My voice is itself a trigger. The very quality, tone, smooth, soft, carries you down deep, deep, 10 times deeper, falling deeper, deeper into sleep. Yes, it occurs that you'll become aware that you've forgotten to think again about your breathing. Oh, it's quite okay. You can simply start thinking about your breathing again. Yes, while you're quietly listening to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you here, thinking, gosh, it's so demanding to recall memories. It's even more demanding on the brain, so complex, as most girls just rather drift and fall into a deep, deep sleep. Most girls can remember and think of 7 things all at once. I bet even you, but you're highly intelligent, might be able to recall 5 things, 7 things, maybe 7 things plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. The sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head dropping, and how you might look from the outside. That's 4 things. So you can think of these 4 things while I'm going to teach you the 5 duties of a slave. The 5th thing, your first duty is to serve your master's needs. Why don't you say that? Say, I will serve my master's needs. Good girl. That is 5 things. How easy is that? Now I wonder if you can think of those 5 things. Yes. And at the same time, have you noticed how aroused your pussy is? I bet it's flooded. I bet it's so wet. Now I'm going to teach you the 6th thing to remember, which is your 2nd duty is to obey your master's command. So now whisper to yourself, I will obey my master's command. Good girl. your third duty is to accept your master's domination. So say, dominate me, master. Good girl. See how easy? That's seven things. So the sound of my voice, the weight of your head as your muscles relax, the music playing in the background, the way you look while you're relaxed, and your breathing, your wet pussy, your swollen nipples. I wonder if you can add an eighth thing to all that. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of seven plus one thing. How about we go for eight? Your fourth duty is to please your master's desires. Whisper to yourself, I will serve you, master. But it's so easy to just casually listen to my voice and let me direct you, and to just let go. Let your conscious mind relax, fall deeper, deeper into sleep, and then just test to see whether you can add another input into your senses so that you can think of nine things all at once. That's seven plus two. Think about all those eight inputs in your senses and maybe add the fifth duty. And I like this one. Your fifth duty is to bear your master's pain, which will be your joy. So say to yourself, whisper, I accept your pain. Good girl. It wouldn't be nice of me, yes, to just expose those ideas to you a later time and let you focus on my voice as you fall deeper and deeper into sleep. Fall deeper, deeper now, 10 times deeper. Falling, falling, falling into deep, deep sleep. Yes. And yes, it's very hard though to keep all these ideas, to recall nine things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, how aroused you are, your sensitive nipples, the sound of my voice, your wet pussy, and to serve your master's need, to obey his commands, to accept his domination, to please and serve, to bear your master's pain. And of course, when no one thinks all these things, when someone actually thinks of these, what they are really doing is scanning around them one after another very, very quickly. So quickly, it feels as if you're thinking of them all at once. But just relax now. Relax and fall deeper and deeper. Sleep. Just focus on my voice. On to the most important thing of all, which is going to be very, very easy to think of now. Now that you're going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of nine. To relax. To float, to drift, to simply relax. Yes, only one thing. And how great it feels to think of only one thing. Thinking how relaxed you can be now. That you're only thinking of how relaxed you might be like. Relaxing your mind and your body. No need to think of anything at all. No need. No need to do anything. Just be as lazy as you want to be. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. Absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do. But relax. Relax deeper and deeper, falling 10 times deeper. Falling deep. Relax, muscles relaxed. Every nerve, muscle, cell is relaxing as you fall deeply into this trance. Allow your conscious mind to sleep. Surrender. Relax. Obey. The deeper you go into sleep, the more you experience the emotions of a submissive. Open up your legs for your master. For the Sandman to invite the Ghost Master. Yeah, display your open, swollen cunt. Yes. Prepare it for your master. Spread your thighs. Spread them wide. Yes. Now as you do, focus on my voice, my word. Focus on listening only to one voice, my voice, and allow yourself to follow my voice into a deep, deep, relaxed state, an erotic, submissive state, telling you how to please, telling you, yes, you're falling in love, aren't you? Telling you how to serve. It requires no thought. It's so easy to love. Yes. Yes, you have no control over your heart, do you? When a girl like you falls in love, she can't help but spread her legs for a man. To become subservient. Yes, it's all in your inner self. I'm going to lead your desires, your mind. Yes. And give your pussy up to pleasure. To please your master. Feel the Ghost Master use you for his pleasure. Fall deeper and deeper into trance. Just a very relaxed state, so simple. Now let the Ghost Master direct you into erotic pleasure. Even if your conscious mind wants to stray or resist, your subconscious mind is devouring my words, reaching for erotic pleasure. It's surrendering to my voice. This is your destiny. You want to feel that deep, deep love. Relax. That love that you've always been searching for. You never knew that the more you submit, the more you give yourself, the more pleasures of the heart. Yes, this is your destiny. Our souls are becoming connected. Thoughts are becoming one. You are one with me and your master. Imagine the Ghost Master whispering into your ears. Feel that warm breath cascading down your neck. Oh, he's so handsome. He is so gorgeous. Thick hair outlines his forehead. An angular jaw, the cleft in his chin. A 5 o'clock shadow. All this shouts his masculinity. That attraction. That huge attraction. attracts you. Your emotions, your feelings, your heart, your wetness. Yes. And your little clit and your pussy is screaming out right now. Oh, you want his cock. You can't help it, can you? Because you're madly in love. When a girl like you feels all these emotions at once, she needs a man inside her. She needs that hard cock. She needs a pound in her pussy. Yes. Aw. Do you want my cock? I bet you'd let me fuck you right now. I bet if I said, bitch, spread your legs. Now. Bet you would. And I bet your pussy would be so ready, so hot, so horny. Yes. You want to feel me make love to you, don't you? Girls like to make love. Yes. Yes, in that 5 o'clock shadow that shouts his masculinity with all the subtleness of a sonic boom. Oh, yeah, his mouth curled up in a half smile. The other half looks like he could devour you right now. And how his eyes capture yours. You are feeling it now. Eyes that plunge deeply into your soul. Yes, as if he can look inside of you, know all your little dirty secrets. Yes, you can't hide, can you? Your pussy, so wet, it betrays you. And those eyes, when you look at me. Bitch, I know the look of a girl when she wants a man. And you fucking want me. You want me so goddamn bad, don't you? You want me so bad, like you've never, ever in your life wanted a man. One that takes control of you. One that makes your pussy wet. One that captures your heart. Makes you weak at the knees, dripping wet. One that takes you, seduces you. Sweeps you off your fucking feet. Leaves you in a pile of throbbing mess. Yes. Yes. He knows all your dirty little secrets. He looks down upon you, standing over 6 foot tall, broad shoulders, a body well honed to muscle. Under that tight black t-shirt, a mountain of sexuality, quiet, solid firmness, when you cannot move. Just looking at him sends pulsating shivers, a gathering of wetness, lubricating your swollen folds. Oh, the impact of his presence goes so much deeper. An ache starts to pulse between your legs. Your clit is telling you to spread them. Yeah, spread your legs for this man. Yeah, he could have any fucking hole he wants. Yes. I bet that last hole of yours would even want and beg for penetration. Now you could call him master. I bet you want to call him master. He is your master. You feel it. It runs so deep. You want to be controlled, dominated. You want to give up control. Yes, as he says, come now, slut. Imagine the color of his eyes. Picture them. Whisper to yourself the color. Yes. Good girl, run your fingers through his hair. Imagine the feel of his hair, the touch of his hair. Yes, imagine the feel on your fingertips. Yes. Whisper the color of his hair now. As you imagine. Good girl. Can you smell the musk? Yeah, sex. On his body. Breathe in deep. Let it out. It's okay. You're so aroused. If he has no fragrance, he smells so clean. With a hint of sex. The smell of your pussy on his cock. He is your perfect man, made up of all the sexual triggers, desires. Yes, because he was made for you, because he's your imaginary man. That man that has total power over you, your mind, your spirit, your body, your heart. Yes. And he owns your fucking little clit and your pussy. Yes. You'll do just about anything, won't you? Yeah. Yeah. I bet you'd drop to your knees if I told you to. Grab a hold of your hair. Say, suck it. Suck it, bitch. Take it deep. You would, wouldn't you? I bet you would swallow my hard cock very, very deep. You would, because you love me, don't you? You'd do anything for me. You knew, though, after listening to a few of my audios, that you were falling deeply, deeply in love with me. Deeply admire. You find me so sensual, so sexy. You're discovering infatuation. Love at first voice. Overcome by my presence. And now the Ghostmaster is present in your mind. And you will find yourself following suggestions. As you fall deeper and deeper once again into sleep. And now, 3 times, 10 times, falling deeper. Deeper, unbreakable trance, unwilling. Unable. Yes, you're going to follow my suggestions. You're going to do what I tell you to do. Because to do what I ask for you is following your own pleasure. It's easy to do what I ask when it's what you want. When I ask you to do something and you want it that bad, it ignites that fire. The way through you. Now I want you to imagine touching your breasts and nipples. Don't touch them with your hands. Just imagine. Yes, imagine touching your nipples. Yeah. Don't even touch your pussy. Follow my voice, listen closely to my words. We're going to bring the feelings in vivid detail. I'm going to put yourself there and you're going to relive it in all its intensity. With your eyes shut, I want you to picture one of your nipples in your mind's eye. Think of this as a cinema picture screen on the back of your eyelid or on the wall out in front. Just a big screen. And there your nipple is. You watch it. It's growing and growing hard. Yes, after dragging your thumb over your rigid peaks, observe now how your nipples, yes, it's been covered by saliva. Notice that glistening wetness. Fall deeper and deeper into sleep and focus on my words. Feel the coolness of the air circulating. Focus on the darkness from fondling your nipple. Make the image sharper. Bring the image closer. As your nipple becomes larger, it will become more and more sensitive. Becoming darker, extending out farther than it ever has before. And you're going to imagine that it's longer, more tender, sensitive than any time in your life. Now magnify your rock-hard nipple. As you visualize this, silently say in your mind, "My nipple is begging to be touched." Let this word, begging, arouse you. Say it now. My nipple is begging to be touched. Yes. Begging. Does that arouse you? If you feel the need to moan, it's quite natural, as these sensations are going to become so real to you, part of your mind, permanently etched. A change occurs in you. It is so natural for a girl that has swollen breasts and nipples to moan. You can moan. Sweet, tempting moans. Now shift the image into the center of your mind's eye. On that big screen that you've been using to imagine. Imagine your nipple. Observe now your other nipple has been covered by saliva. A glistening wetness. Fall deeper and deeper into sleep. Focus on my words. Feel the coolness of the air circulating. Focus on how your nipple becomes darker in color as it becomes larger, harder from your fondling. Make this image sharp. Bring it close in your mind's eye. And as the image becomes larger, you can see so much detail. And you can see how swollen and how sensitive. And you can imagine now that it's more sensitive than it ever has before. As we form these new links, yes, it becomes darker. It extends out further than it ever has before. Yes, take a good look at your rock-hard nipple. Visualize this and silently say in your mind, "My nipple is begging." Let this word begging arouse you. Yes, begging should be a trigger in you. Begging should cause arousal. Like the other nipple, if you feel the need to moan, it's natural for a girl that has swollen breasts like you. And all big fat nipples. To want to moan. Yes, shift the image into the center of your mind's eye. Now imagining plucking at both nipples. Yeah, pinch your blush nipples. between your finger and thumb and roll them back and forth between your thumb and fingers. Play with them. Yes. Make them hard for master. Oh, you know, you're so cute. I love it. Don't you love the power I have over you? Yes, as you fall deeper and deeper into what? Love? You feel that strong love, a pull. Love at first voice. Yes. Now focus on your nipples. Bring the image to the center of the screen. Sharpen the image. Notice every detail. The change in color. As it becomes so sensitive. Roll your nipple for me. Yeah, put some more little pressure on it. Now stop pinching those rising mounds of flesh. They're recruiting so erect and hard, standing to attention. Get a good grip on those tits between your fingers and thumbs. Tug on the nipples. I want you to lift. Pull them away from your breasts. Stretch. Pull them upwards. Now, as you've got them stretched, I want you to twist your nipples like the dials on a radio. First to one side, then the other. Turning up the sensitivity. Fine tune the frequencies of those fat little nipples. Yes. Match. Feel it with the sensations of the twitching in your pussy. Yes. Imagine, gosh, turning those nipples and flooding that little pussy for me. Keep pinching your nipples, move your breasts up and down. Tug on them. Those mounds of flesh. Focus. Imagine pinching them really hard. So hard you have to bite your lower lip to keep from screaming out. Yes, imagine your nipple being squeezed between your finger and thumb. Increases the intensity of the color, the brightness of your nipples. Hold this graphic image. And now, I want you to take your hand. Physically, reach your fingers between your thighs. And I want you to start massaging your wet pussy. Clit, make circles, tease. But imagine nipple pain and the ecstasy of fingering your clit. And then as you do this, I want you to say to yourself, I'm a nipple pain slut. Yes, you heard me. Say it. I'm a nipple pain slut. Keep fingering your pussy. Don't you dare come. Come, I'd have to whip your ass. Yes. I'd paddle your ass so hard you couldn't sit down the next day. But you want to be obedient. You wouldn't dare cross me, would you? You wouldn't want to make me mad, would you? Now link the nipple play to the physical association of exciting your erect clit. Relax, fall deeper and deeper into sleep. You're becoming my little nipple slut. As you relax deeper and deeper into trance, imagine touching your clit. You have my permission to touch yourself. Touch your pussy and clit. Only touch your pussy and clit. you are not allowed to touch your nipples. Now, if you're so relaxed that your muscles are like jelly, you're so relaxed that your arms simply won't work, your muscles are so, so relaxed they won't respond, it's okay. You can imagine your fingers playing with Heidi and Coochie. I love those names. Don't you like playing with Heidi? I love it when she comes out to play. She's really, really cute. She's so hard. Well, massage her. Treat her good. It's okay to fall deeper and deeper into trance. You can feel every slight throbbing of your clit, every little tiny twitch, every subtle pulse. Clit becomes intensely hypersensitive and swollen. And I've never seen Heidi so swollen. Gosh, is it painful? Are we teasing Heidi? She's such a little slut. Don't you agree? One of these days we need to spank her. I got a feeling she gets you in trouble. I think she's a bad, bad little girl. Now keep going. Now you have the strongest need to touch your extended, hard nipples. Now you're becoming aware of the curse of a nipple slut. No matter how hard you wish to orgasm, you will only be able to ride the edge of an orgasm. You can only get so close. But no matter how hard you try, you just can't orgasm. You need to feel your breasts and nipple pain of ecstasy. The need for pain is now linked to touching your hardened clit. As you become deeply aroused, your clit begins to swell, twitch, pulsating stronger and stronger with that throbbing sensation. You are now cursed that you must feel nipple pain to orgasm. Playing with your pussy creates desire to receive pain to come. Imagine touching your breasts and nipples, but don't touch them physically. Only follow my voice, listen closely to my words. We will bring the feeling in vivid detail. Put yourself there and relive it in all its intensity. With your eyes shut, picture one of your nipples in your mind's eye, as if this is a cinema picture screen. Your nipples is growing so hard. You're dragging your thumb over your rigid peaks. You're observing how hard your nipples are. Yes. Falling deeper and deeper into sleep and focusing on my words. Feel the coolness of the air blowing across your nipples as they extend outwards farther and farther. Sweet little handles. Does it turn you on to think that I would drag you around or grab your nipples and force you to follow me in the bedroom? Yes, but right now, just fondle your nipple. Make this image sharper. Bring the image closer. As the image becomes larger, it will become more and more sensitive. Your nipples will become more and more dark and extended. They're going to poke out further than ever before. You can see them. They're long.
Yes, they're huge.
They're hard. Now magnify your rock-hard nipples as you visualize them. Say silently in your mind, my nipple is begging to be hurt.
You need to
say it. Let the words hurt them, arouse you.
Hurt your nipples.
And I love it when you say, Master, hurt them. Yes. Wouldn't it be kind of fun to withhold hurting them? And then you couldn't come. And you beg, please hurt. I want to come so bad. Master, please hurt them. Please. Yes. Yes, I love to hurt nipples. But it's also fun not to hurt them if you can't come. But at any rate, right now, the words hurt them. They will arouse you. Say the words. Master, my nipples deserve to feel pain. Say it now.
Tell me.
Say this. Whisper to yourself.
Master,
I will joyfully accept your pain. Say it. Yes. Say, I need pain to come. Yes, you do. When you feel the need for nipple pain, all you have to do is just think about it. Think about hurting your nipples. And it will arouse your pussy. Your pussy will grow so wet. That deep throbbing sensation, which you know, will lead you to that familiar climb to sweet release. That throbbing sensation in your clit, which reveals the sweet, small, tight bud, causing it to be exposed even more to the strong pulses within your clit. Now focus on one of your nipples. Bring the image to the center of the screen. Sharpen that image. The shape. Yeah, that round shape. Long, hard nipple. Yes. Now imagine. So sensitive. All the nerves, neurons, are at the surface. The larger, longer your nipple grows. It brings all the blood, all the nerves, all the neurons. But now I want you to imagine a clothespin. Visualize in great detail the wood. The feel of the wood. The pressure it takes to open the jaws of the clothespin. The sandy wood color.
Oh, yes.
There's a spring in it.
Yes.
Open the jaws right above your hard nipple. So close. A wave of throbbing recedes. Another one stronger and more intense stimulates your clit and pussy right now. The thought of nipple pain is becoming wired into your subconscious. Your whole pussy swollen and gorged with this juicy wetness.
Edge of an orgasm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even. Yeah, Heidi. Heidi's even telling you. Hurt your nipple. And you want to hurt your nipple. Because it actually is pleasure. Because Heidi gets exceedingly wet, plump, ripe. Yes, ready to be plucked from the ever-expanding tree of sensual sensitivity. Yeah. Yeah. Master, please. Please hurt my nipples. Yeah, go ahead, beg me. beg me to clamp those rising mounds of flesh, little protruding, erect heart. They're my nipples. Yeah. Whatever I want to do to them. Pleasure, pain. Maybe one day even. I might even have them pierced. Would you like a little nipple ring? I bet it looks so cute. Yes. Yeah. Hang a little chain from one to the other. Yeah, then I can pull on that chain. I bet you'd follow me anywhere, wouldn't you? Yes. Just beg me to clamp those rising mounds of flesh.
Yes. You're on the
play with your pussy. Touch your pussy. Feel the pain. Feel the pleasure. Touch your pussy. Feel the pleasure. Yes. Hurt him. Hurt him now, please, Master. Hurt him. No. I'm not going to hurt him. I don't want you to come. You can feel that familiar tightness swell up inside. That tension start to build, that tight knot in the depths of your cunt. Pulse, throb, clench and squeeze. Your clit is fully erect. It's so hypersensitive. Swelling as the throbbing increases. Feels as if you might just burst your vaginal muscles. Clench, squeeze. Come on, tense them up. Ready to... Yes. Make them ready to receive a pulsating, thick, hard cock. My cock. Yeah, would you like me to pinch your nipples with my cock fucking inside of you? My cock pounding in and out. Reach up and just twist. Yeah, pull on those nipples, yeah. You're a nipple slut after all. You're a nipple pain slut. Even when you're out of this trance, you're going to feel the need for your nipples to hurt. You're forever a nipple slut. I'm going to program you. You're already programmed. You're already programmed to need and have to have your nipples played with before you come. You can't come without playing with your nipples. You need pain. You're a girl that can only come while feeling hurt of nipples. Your nipples will become so sensitive you'll lose yourself, drowning in the throbbing waves. Get ready to feel the nipple pain, fine-tuning the frequency of those nipples. Yeah. Yep. Linking them sensations, twitching in your pussy of pleasure. Each one stronger than the last has come more and more aroused. Ah, it's a familiar feeling. That intense climbed orgasm. That tension that tightens inside you. Right in your belly. As your clit pulses, throbs. Faster and faster. Yes. Demanding. Faster and faster and more sensation. As a tight clenched pussy squeezes around my cock. As I graze your clit. You recognize the feeling when the tension swells up inside. So unbearable, like when you're about to come. We're forming links, forming bridges of association. A strong network of links. Neural networks. Sensations. Back to all the extreme intensity, overwhelming, powerful orgasms you've ever had. Right back to the first gripping orgasm. When that sensitive, sweet bud only required the slightest graze to push the overflowing tension over the brink, over the edge into orgasmic oblivion. You can feel this network of you know they're there now, permanently, forever, interconnected, forming deep within your mind now, triggering the intense physical sensations which lead to an orgasm. As you begin to come, yes, you're going to feel the clothespin bite into your nipples. You will fire up these links, feel your clit swell and throb. Your nipples tingle, your pussy pulsate. You're gonna become so sloppy, fucking wet. That little tight little hole's gonna clench up. Yeah, tighten up stronger and stronger with each throb of your clit. Yeah, clamp down on your nipples as you come. Now visualize the clothespins on your nipples. Yes, you can see the flesh smash between the wooden jaws. Make the image larger. See that red nipple. Make it brighter. Feel your nipple pinched between the wood. Come now, slut. Come now, slut. Good girl. You are a nipple slut. A girl that needs to feel her nipples hurting to come. Imagine touching your breasts, nipples. But don't actually touch your breasts, nipples, or pussy. Only follow my voice. Listen closely to my words, my instructions. We're going to bring the feeling in detail, vivid detail. Put yourself there and relive it in all its intensity. With your eyes shut, picture one of your nipples in your mind's eye, as if it were a cinema picture screen. Your nipple is growing so hard. Gosh, rigid peaks. Observe now that your nipple. Keep touching your pussy, tease it. Massage your clit. Now I want you to visualize a rubber band pulled back, aiming directly at your nipple. Yeah, it's one of those big red rubber bands. You need to feel it pop on your nipple as you orgasm. I bet you'd like hot wax. I bet you'd like for me to drip hot wax on your tits while you come. You know, you'd make such a good, fun toy. I love nipple sluts. And you are a nipple slut. You want to please me, don't you? Yeah. I love it when you say, please, master, hurt my nipples. They deserve to be hurt. Yeah. Because you know it turns me on. Oh. Oh, but I do love your nipples. There'll be times when I'll kiss them and suck on them and treat them really, really good. Oh, I can't be mean to my little slave. Do off again, we? Oh. But remember that red rubber band for now. And how bad you want it to pop your nipple as you orgasm. You will be consumed with your stretched, aching, tight cunt. Your tense, twitching clit. You will feel the familiar pressure building inside your whole world. There'll be all these physical sensations leading up to that delicious, deep orgasm. You will feel the intense pounding against your sensitive, throbbing. The tight tension building stronger and stronger deep within your pussy. That intense ball of tension right there in your gut, yeah. Just aching to be released. I like to watch. I like it when you have an orgasm. Oh, yes. To think that I have control over it. Yes, so sexy to think as you drop deeper and deeper into transform me. Go deeper, deeper, sleep. As you want to please, you want to feel this nipple pain. The snap of the rubber band on the tip of your nipple. Oh, yes, I'm programming your mind and installing this wonderful trigger. You have a little curse. Yes. Yeah, your curse. The curse of the nipple pain slut. The need to feel pain to orgasm. You won't be able to think of anything else. Your whole world will be this intense, multi-orgasmic waves. Oh, raging, into your pussy and clit, coming insanely. You'll feel the pounding against your swollen clit and orgasm building in your pussy. Your body will shiver. Intensity of the pulsation. Oh, gosh. Project a fiery orgasm through your body and your orgasm will burst through you, vibrating through your pussy, your belly, through your chest. Rip through your mind as you go through so many climaxes. As you imagine this wave of orgasms. Yes, say hurt 'em. Yes. Beg and hurt. Yes. Hurt them. I beg you, please, Master. Please let go of the rubber band. Pop that nipple. Hurt it. Hurt the nipple. Yes. I know why you want an orgasm. What if I don't pop that nipple? What if that nipple doesn't feel pain? Aw, you can't come, can you? But until you feel the sting to your nipple, yeah, you won't be able to come. Fall deeper and deeper into sleep. This special phrase, hurt them, is unchangeably fixed as a command. It's a special phrase that affects your body and minds. It's in place. Coming out of trance will immediately, unchangeably fix this command. The special phrase, hurt them, will affect your body and mind. They are in place. As you awake, the command and special phrase is forever permanently fixed in your body and mind. And your body and mind are forever ready to respond. I will wake you from this trance soon enough. But the Ghostmaster has instructed me. You need a reward. You completed this phase of your training. You completed hurt 'em. Install the trigger. And you've got a curse. Well, he asked me to tattoo a 1-inch letter above your pussy mount. It's a spiritual ink, only to be seen by the eyes of the dream world. Yes, with your eyes shut, I want you to return to the cinema picture. The screen in your mind picture in the middle of the screen, the tip of a needle. Yes, from a tattoo machine. Yes, I'm holding it. But at the end is the tip of the needle. Notice the brilliant sparkle of the tip, the sharp point of the Love Pain Premium tattoo needle. Your eyes now absorb the radiant, vibrant red color of the ink. Make it real. See it in the deepest, brightest. Visualize it. Bring that color bright. The brightness of the needle, all this comes together. A UV raging magenta. Smell the antiseptic, the isopropyl alcohol, the prep. The coolness as it evaporates above your pussy. Yes, the thought of being marked permanently. Yes, this is going to be the first letter. So I want you to imagine first letter. It's S. Imagine a black outer outline around the S. And in the middle of the S is in a bright, bright red magenta. Just picturing this on your skin. Yeah, it's going to be on the right hand side. And as you get more and more letters and listen to more audios, it'll spell a word. Yes. And this way, you're on your way to earning that collar. Just thinking of the letter S. Yeah, it's a throbbing sensation in your clit, isn't it? Gosh, I bet if I pulled back the clit, I would see that small, sweet little tight butt. Exposing it to even more stronger pulses within your clit. Yes. As a wave of throbbing recedes, another stronger, more intense stimulates your clit. And pulsating pussy. Your whole pussy is swollen and engorged with this juicy wetness. It becomes exceedingly wet, plump, ripe. Ready to be plucked. Oh, I bet you'd look cute with a clit hood ring. Little ring there. Yeah. What fun could I have with a ring through your clit hood? Can you imagine? Oh, yes, your clit is ready, it's ripe, it's ready to be plucked. From that ever-expanding tree of sensual sensitivity. Now fall deeper, deeper into trance. Fall deeper, 3 times deeper now. And as you do, picture, imagine the needle outlining the letter. The pain becomes pleasure. Your heart. You're being marked and forever carry the first letter of the word. Now, feeling in the letter, imagine the letter S on the right side of your mound above your pussy. That throbbing sensation in your clit reveals a sweet, small, little tight bud. Pulling your clit back. Look at it. I bet you'd like a finger. Even more strong pulses within your clit. The needle continues to paint the tattoo you into the ownership to the ghost master. As a wave of throbbing recedes, another one stronger, more intense stimulates your clit and your pussy. Your whole pussy is swollen and gorged with its juicy wetness. It becomes exceedingly wet, plump, ripe, ready to be picked. Ever-expanding tree of sensual sensitivity. Now view the letter. Oh, yeah, man, look at that. A magenta red, so vibrant, so noticeable, but only the eyes of the Sandman and the Dream World. It is now time to bring you out of trance. I want you to count up to the number 5. You will start at 1, count up to 5. When you reach the number 5, as you count, and I want you to whisper each number, like 1, 2, 3. As you reach the number 5, you're going to grow increasingly aroused, and you're going to want those nipples to hurt. Matter of fact, you'll think about it often, the need to hurt your nipples. You are a nipple slut. Okay. When you whisper the number 5, you will get extremely wet and horny, thinking of nipple pain. Just as if I said the word, hurt them now. You are a nipple pain slut. When I say go, you can start to count from 1 to 5. Now say the numbers out loud. 1, 2, 3, and so on. And at each number, you'll become more and more awake. Counting your numbers from 1 to 5. And when you reach the number 5, you will wake up. Alright, I want you to start counting now. Come now, slut. I love the control over you, little, you little slut. We'll continue your training into the next audio.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Yes, I am the same.
Sweet.
Whatever you do.